Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 21, we were talking about the lie that David felt he had to tell to Ahimelech, the priest. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
See, my friend, there are certain places Christians should not be. And there are certain things that Christians should not do. Christians should not be in the bars, in the nightclubs. Homosexuality and their marriages. Adultery. Fornication, moving in and living together. The nakedness of mini skirts in the various stages of undress. Pornography, gambling, those things should not be named among us who name the name of Christ. I believe that it's time for panty-waisted preachers to quit avoiding those subjects or taking their stands on those things. See, the effects on David's shifting focus is now seen in him. And so verse 2 says, "And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, the king hath commanded me a business, and hath said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee. What I have commanded thee, I have appointed my servants to such and such a place." Well, there's no better way of saying it than to say this. David just told a bald-faced lie. When we have to lie in order to have our goals met, even when we feel like they are God-given goals, then we are not depending on the Lord. We're not walking in faith. We have turned to the arm of flesh. We need to be careful. 1 Corinthians 10:12 is a warning that each of us needs to heed. "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." God lets us see the blemishes on his holiest servants, men as David, that we be neither too highly conceited nor too much depressed when we too have fallen to the tempter. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 says it this way, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Old David, when he quit walking in the light, what happened? He stumbled. Now, you'll notice if you come to Central Baptist Church, we rarely applaud. We prefer the Bible way of saying amen and hallelujah. Amen meaning so be it, and hallelujah speaking of praise be to God. Too often, applause is for men and gives glory due unto his name. Someone with a tremendous voice gets up and sings, "How great thou art," and the people stand and applaud. Someone gets up and tries it, messes up a little bit along the line, misses a word or two, hits some wrong notes, and there might be just a hand here or a hand there. What have we done? We've shown by that we're applauding the performance. And it's not ministered to our heart, it's only ministered to our hips and feet. Be careful. For too long, God may have to show us that these are but men, as we look and we see in the lives of so many men across the Scriptures. And, my friend, we don't want that to happen to anyone. Now, David asked for the showbread for both him and the young men. Now, normally, this was not lawful. This wasn't the thing to do. In Mark chapter 2, though, we see something with Jesus Christ concerning this. Jesus uses this as an example. He says, "And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did when he had need and was in hungered, he and they that were with him? How he went to the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Christ sanctioned what happened here. You see, the bread was about to be taken from the table in the sanctuary, and fresh bread would be inserted in its place. And so what this priest is carrying is that bread now that had been in the sanctuary and has now been removed. Only the priests and their families were to eat the bread that was removed. There were 12 loaves for each tribe that were placed there. Now, this was a definite need, and these were children of God. Jesus said he didn't make man for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for man. It was a time of rest. The need would supersede ritual and ceremony. That was not the rule, but it was the exception. Now, let's think of that. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching." So you don't miss church. They're not there. They're not there. You're even more faithful if you believe the Lord is coming soon. However, sometimes people miss. Now, there are people that miss one, two services a week with no good reason other than, "Well, I'm tired, or I just didn't feel like going today." Well, James says, "Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is what? Sin." So you've got to answer a question. Is it good to go to church when God says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a matter of some is"? Is it good then to go and be faithful? And yes, it is. So not to do it when you can is sin. Now, there are exceptions. The beach is not one of those, nor pleasures. Nor hunting. It's January of the year, and there's a lot of hunters. Hunt on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But don't hunt on Sunday, and don't be hunting during Wednesday night. No, you use that time in God's house. Don't forsake the assembly. But there are exceptions. Sickness. Now, we're to endure afflictions, of course, but there are times that you just can't go. Emergencies arise. They do arise. We've been on vacation on Sunday, and we looked in Yellow Pages, found a Fundamental Independent Baptist Church, and that's where we go. We find the church to go to. But otherwise, it is wrong to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is. So, for no other way to say it, do right. Do right. Always do right. Now, there was a stipulation. These young men needed to be clean. There is a spiritual application for us today as well. That's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 4, 5, and 7. There we read that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, that is your body, in sanctification and honor, sanctification being set apart unto God for sacred use, and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, that is, personal desire, even as the Gentiles which know not God. And the personal desire here, of course, is fleshly, carnal desires. You don't possess your bodies living carnally and then say, oh, this is liberty. That is an abomination. Romans chapter 3 says, let us do evil that good may come of. Paul said, boy, he hated that. I mean, he just hated it. Anybody would say that. Their condemnation was just to say something like that. Now, verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians 4 says, for God hath not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. If you're saved, you have that very specific call of God, and that call is unto holiness. These men needed to be clean. And what a picture is that as we go to God's house and we go about in our daily life, we need to seek to be holy and acceptable unto God. So here we see ritual in giving these young men the bread, giving way to moral duty. Now, we shake our heads and discuss at times with that which is loose, lax, and licentious in today's world. We see couples living together without marriage. People who have been married, now divorced, think, well, you know, since I've already been married one time, it's all right for me to be sexually active. As if now it's no longer vile and repulsive to God. We go to the malls and we see young adults and teens. Their bodies are pierced and their tongues and their hair, all kind of funny colors. And as I was telling our people the other day, sometimes I sit in the mall and I think of manna. What is it? And sometimes I get to thinking about that. What is that? I see it, but what is it? God has to tell me, well, they're souls for whom I died. You know, you say, what if somebody comes in your church and they have that purple hair and all these crazy things about them? Their face looks like they fell into a tackle box. What do you do about that? Oh, you let them come in and sit down and you preach the gospel to them. See, where it stops is here. They don't sing in your choir. They don't teach your Sunday school classes. They don't come up on your platform around your pulpit and lead music, rock and roll, or anything else like that. No, no, no. You bring them in to preach the gospel. We want them to come in as they are, but we don't want them to leave the way they were. We want them changed by the glory of God. Now, if we weren't giving out the bread of life, that these very one whose sins disgust us, they won't get saved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.